This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a fun show, fun day, and today we get another day closer to opening day.
Yes.
Cubs and White Sox open tomorrow, there's a lot going on with the roster configuration, and I still am wondering about the White Sox, what their order's going to look like, what their lineup's going to look like. And the Cubs still have some questions to answer.
They do, but they're more back end of the roster stuff.
Yeah.
I think we know what they're
right.
You know, we kind of have a good feel for who the Cubs have on their team. And it's a big year for the Cubs. Really big year. I don't know that it's that big a year for the White Sox. It seems like a year where, like, I'll put it to you this way. If Cam Smith was trying out for the White Sox, he would be their star player. They might even trade him. If Cam Smith was trying out for the Cubs, I'm not sure he makes the team.
So this is going to be a sore spot all season long. This is going to warn you right now.
Cam Smith?
Yeah, because
don't mention Cam Smith.
I think Cam Smith is one of the best stories in spring training across major leagues.
I agree with
because
you.
Because of the way it went down yesterday. The Astros informed him he made the team. They got his parents involved. He's 22 years old.
They brought his folks in to
tell my gosh.
Him.
It was weepy.
It was unbelievable.
It was emotional. And it stung a little bit if you're a Cub fan. Because I think that when you look at what the Astros have done, accelerated his progress and obliterated the process and said, you know what? You're good enough now.
Yeah, there's no process.
They're not worried about skipping steps.
Yes.
If he were in Chicago, he would not be on the major league team. I really believe that.
Yeah.
I think the Cubs would not have done that.
I honestly don't believe he could possibly have made the major league team. And Dustin was like, well, they could use another outfielder. They've got three starting outfielders.
Let me submit this, Dustin.
So the kid wouldn't play.
He wouldn't.
Would they leave him on the bench?
Come on. They say a Suzuki was not a starting outfielder. So they technically only had two. That's how they got Cam Smith.
King Tuck wouldn't be here.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
But
so
Dustin,
he would not be here. That's my point.
Objectively.
So you don't want him here.
Dispassionately.
This is what we're talking about, though. It's going to sit there all year. It's going to linger
all
year long.
It's going to linger. It's going to be a point of comparison. But, Dustin, realistically, all those things, do you think the Cubs would have changed his position to make him an outfielder?
I think Kevin
Alcantara. That was a stroke of brilliance.
If they didn't make that move, Alcantara would be the guy they would use. He wouldn't be in the minor leagues. He'd be playing left field, most likely.
Well, the thing
is, or Owen Casey, potentially. Or maybe they would have kept Bellinger.
How has Cam Smith beating those guys to the major leagues? How is Cam Smith beating Owen Casey, Kelvin and Counter, Kate Horton to the major leagues?
Because he's not blocked.
Because he hit six home runs.
He's blocked.
That's why.
He's blocked as a third baseman. He is not blocked as an outfielder.
Well, that's very creative, and it's very smart that the Astros changed his position. And it's going to be something to keep an eye on. You're not going to draw any hard and fast conclusions, but the fact that he's making history, and there are only two other major leaguers in history that have ever gotten to the big leagues faster than this.
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
It's crazy.
Is it going to be something that they regret?
Why can't the White Sox draft a guy like that 14th? That guy, I mean, honestly, you see him, and again, he doesn't just look good swinging. He makes a noise that lets you know, wow.
It's the thwack of the bat.
Yeah, he really can
hit. It is.
And I just wonder, how do you fall to 14? What about all the teams that drafted people ahead of him? I want to go look at that draft.
Well, I don't know that we've had the sense when they drafted him 14 that he was capable of being a guy that would skip the minors. I don't think that we had that conversation last year. Whether I can remember vaguely on Inside the Clubhouse on Saturday during our show during the week, when we talked about the Cubs' first-round draft pick, it was like, all right, they got another good guy, kind of the comp with why did they draft another infielder, but he projects with Matt Shaw at second and Cam Smith at third. Nobody talked about him being in the outfield.
That's true.
And the Astros, they're creative there. They've got Jose Altuve in left field. They've got Cam Smith in right field.
Uh-oh. What happened?
We dropped your mic there.
I was telling you in the talk back. Outfield defense might prove to be a problem.
It could be a problem. But he's 22 and he's athletic.
If they're scoring 6 or 8 runs a game because of the bats, you can kind of hide
it. Yeah. So that's just fascinating to me because I've often wondered about when you draft guys in baseball, why it takes them so much longer than other sports to get to the majors.
Yes.
And the Astros have maybe had the same question. Why wait? Why not? Are they harming his development by maybe skipping steps?
I mean, you know, that is a great question that will be answered in front of our eyes over the course of the season.
If Kyle Tucker hits 35 homers, it's a moot point to some degree.
Yes.
But you know what? It won't go away.
When he leaves, because they can't somehow take any of the money that they make on game day. Did you see that story?
Oh, my gosh.
And transfer it to...
Cubs make $3.25 million a day.
Yeah. A game.
A game. Well, day game.
They left $650 in Japan.
But the Major League Baseball makes them whole.
I know.
Major League Baseball will cover all of that. And I think, though, that's a big number. Did not really know that number, but that's a big number.
That money should go directly to Bergman as an apology. We didn't offer you more.
Well, I think Kyle Tucker leaving the Cubs at the end of this year, if that's an inevitability, the Cam Smith development is going to be one that lingers for a very long time.
No question.
And it becomes one of these... We don't know so much yet, but how many other guys in other sports are the ones that got away?
Yeah, that's the problem.
Are the ones that were skipped over.
That's the problem. He has done nothing yet. He has done nothing yet, and he has skipped the minor leagues, and we'll see if that impacts him.
Is it like Jose Quintana all over again? Like that deal? Who did the Cubs give up for Jose Quintana?
It's more like Fernando Tatis.
I like Molly's comp because he was so young. And you know what happened with Tatis is a thorn in the Sox fans' side for years, but I don't know that at that point in time you anticipated him being good.
He grew 2 inches or something.
He grew into being a star player.
Yeah.
And he was 17. That's probably a better comp.
But I think, it's a good comp. The only reason I'm going to go with my comp, because you always try to protect your side of the argument, is that the Cubs, when they went to the Quintana, they were going for it.
What about Dylan Cease? Right? Is it more Dylan Cease? Because Quintana. You know what I'm saying? Like, he had a track record.
Right, but I'm saying the Cubs did that at that point because they wanted to try to do it again.
They gave up two guys in Eloy and Dylan Cease.
Right. Yeah. Now, Eloy obviously hasn't panned out for anybody.
You're right. That's not a bad one either. But I think two things can be true, and I'm wondering what you guys think. Obviously, you were lamenting the possibilities because that could be something that you look at, and I don't know if regret is the right word, But it's going to be hard to watch him become an all-star in Houston. But Jed had to make that deal. He had to make that deal. You had to get Kyle Tucker. You had to take that risk. The urgency was there because you have to win this year. And I do think it's somewhat remarkable that the Astros think that Cam Smith can help them win this year.